Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Saturday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. Now, we'll start by building up to a big day of Premier League action. And Liverpool will be looking to make up ground in the title race in the early kickoff against West Ham. Live on TalkSport is Jurgen Klopp.
There it is. Will this be remembered as the night Everton torpedoes Liverpool's title hopes and save themselves at the same time? This lot think so, and it is eminently possible that they are right.
So I'm not in a mood to give up, to wave the white flag, to these kind of things. I just think we have to look first after ourselves, just make sure we play better football. I said after the game, why should a team who plays like us against Everton, why should we be champion? So, but the football we played before, a lot of good stuff, surprising good stuff. In January, we looked invincible, undefeatable, with a deflated squad, with really problems, but everybody went the same direction, go for it. We were a real pain for everybody, squeezed out results, or played really well. So everything was kind of a mix of a lot of things. So we deserve to be where we are.
As you said, a new manager, can I ask, obviously Arne Slot has said that he would like to be your successor. You said that last night. What do you think of him as a coach and a possible successor to you? And how would you describe the job that he would be taking on?
Not involved in the process, just to clarify that. Club-wise, I mean. But I like a lot about it at the first moment that if he is the one that he wants to take the job, really, and is desperate, but come on, let's go for it. Excited, rather. I like the way his team play football. I can say that definitely. All the things I hear about him as a guy, good guy. Some people I know him. I don't know him yet, but good coach, good guy. Looking forward for the club. If he's the solution or the man, then I'm more than happy. It's not up to me to judge the things, but that sounds all really good. Best job in the world, best club in the world, best job in the world. And obviously now help even with not finishing on a high, it looks like. So there's space for improvement, let me say it like that. Oh, great job, great team, fantastic people.
And speaking of Arne Slot, with Liverpool reportedly edging closer to appointing the Dutchman as Jurgen Klopp's successor, TalkSport have been getting the lowdown on the current final manager. Here's our Dutch football expert, Sjoerd Matso, and European football oracle Kevin Hatchard.
Everybody in Holland who follows football knows that Arne Slot is the best coach by far in the Dutch league. Ajax fans, they were desperate to have him. They really wanted a coach like Arne Slot. So in Holland, nobody's surprised. But I'm quite sure that Arne is a very, very good coach, a very modern coach, especially because he's a brilliant communicator. And that's what he has in common with Jurgen Klopp, I think. He's very, very much able to touch players, to communicate with them, to give them the right feeling and to push them in the right direction. Because every team under Slot, even when he was at AZ in Alkmaar, it was very recognizable the way they played, the way they attacked, the way they gave pressure. So he's not just a good talker. He's a good influencer as well. He can influence all the players in his squad in a way that maybe Jurgen Klopp did in the, what was it, 7 years before?
He does play attacking football. He can play
you know, 4-3-3, 4-2-3-1. You look at some of the players Liverpool have, they'd be a good fit for the way that he wants to play. And it has been, you know, pretty much unbroken success for him. If you go back before he was at Feyenoord, when he was with AZ, there was a good chance they would have won the league in the COVID season, but the league was cut short. And so the title wasn't awarded to anyone, but they were right up there with Ajax in the race. They'd beaten all of the big hitters that season, went to Feyenoord, won the league. As you say, won the Dutch Cup this season. I think if you're talking about reservations, you'd have the same reservations you might have had if Ruben Amorim was coming and may still come. But, you know, Ruben Amorim has had a similar trajectory in the sense that he's taken a club that hadn't won the league for a while. They've won the league, but it's that leap from the Primera Liga or the Eredivisie to the Premier League, which obviously is a different, you know, more competitive league.
He really likes to play attacking football, high press. It was very recognizable, the way they played, the way they attacked, the way they gave pressure. Ten Hag is a totally different personality than Arne is. Arne Slot is more like the easygoing. And Ten Hag is, we have a Dutch word called stug, which means that he's not very flexible, if you know what I mean, in the way he talks with people and the way he behaves in among people. And Slot is totally different. You can't really compare them. The only similarity is their haircut.
TalkSport Daily.
Back to the title race and the big North London derby on Sunday. Of course, Arsenal unbeatable Martin Keown was on with White and Jordan yesterday. He went head-to-head with Spurs fans after accusing them of having a small club mentality.
I'm just saying their motivation was always about stopping Arsenal from winning something. How about having your own set of ideals, your own goals, set your own targets?
And you think that's still the primary motivation?
I'm afraid it is. And it is, Jim. While they, look at how many years these fans have been without a trophy. But 1991 was the first real, the last time we could say it was a trophy that was worth picking up.
You feel sorry for them.
Well, we're looking at nearly 40 years these fans have.
Terrible.
It kills them every time Arsenal win a game. I've been around for, I have Spurs fans, and they say, look, it's ridiculous. Arsenal keep winning. When they were on that 11-game run, I was bumping into Spurs fans saying, I said, well, look, you're doing
so
okay yourselves.
Basically,
forget about
Arsenal
us.
Live
what's your motivation,
Arsenal
you Spurs
live
fans?
Arsenal rent-free in Tottenham fans and Tottenham managers and Tottenham owners and
something
Tottenham
like that,
players'
yeah.
minds. Paul's a Tottenham fan. Paul, you're listening to this. I'm sure you are. What's your take on what Martin is saying? That you lot, that your big priority is that Arsenal don't win the title. Doesn't matter where Tottenham finish, it's that you lot stop Arsenal. Is he right?
I mean, to a certain degree, of course, we will, as Keegan said, we'll love it if we beat them on Sunday. They've always sang, you know, we won the league at White Hart Lane. So hopefully come Monday, they could have lost it at our ground as well. But I actually wanted to take Keown up on what he was saying about Brighton earlier.
Oh, yeah.
Why
not?
Keown, what's your surname, Paul?
Martin.
Thank you, Paul.
Yes, in terms of you saying that they were arrogant. And I thought, this is coming from the same team that sing North London forever and only moved there in 1913. It's the same team that have a pet dog called Win. It should be called Bottle, shouldn't it? And last season, you put gold trim on your sleeves and then had to quickly say it was the 20th anniversary for the draw of Invincibles. But we all know that was because you thought 8 points clear, it was done.
Martin, you've got ideas of grandeur if you think that that's what Spurs want. You know, Spurs want to win.
Tell me what you want. Tell me what you really want. Go on.
3 points.
you want 3 points. You want 3 points and you want to finish in the top four, yeah?
We want to win every game we can to the end of the season.
Yep.
You know, we've not had the greatest of seasons. We've had a blips. You know, first 10 games, fantastic. We had injuries and...
Transformational manager, wasn't it, at the start of the season?
Yeah, but do you really think that transformational manager is unprofessional enough to say, right, lads, go out there on Sunday, do everything you can, as long as Arsenal don't win the league, we're all right.
No, he wants to win for himself, but do you think he'll adjust his tactics in any way, shape or form?
They got
run ragged against Newcastle, didn't they?
What was your question to Martin, James?
Do you really think that Ange Postecoglou is that unprofessional, as you are coming across as today, to suggest...
Who's saying he's unprofessional? I'm talking about the motivation. I'm talking about what is your motivation, James?
Motivation is 3 points. The same as it is every week, Martin.
Yeah.
If you think that we're going to go to that game on Sunday hoping that we get the win so that you don't get the Premier League, then you're deluded. Because we could then go to Manchester City and your suggestion is that we might throw the game if it means you don't win the league.
What would you be playing for then if you're out of the top four hunt?
If we're out of the top four,
hand on heart, would you really want to beat them and maybe Arsenal win the league?
What that means? Have you forgotten what pride is?
Well, we're going to see, aren't we? We're going to see, and it'll all unfold.
Exactly.
And let's see who the best team is at the weekend.
And be proud.
Because we're ready.
TalkSport Daily.
Now, there was a huge game in the Championship last night with relegation threatened QPR, hosting promotion chasing Leeds United. Here's how it sounded on TalkSport 2.
It's been an incredible season at the top of the Championship, but the most significant moments are still to come, and events here at Loftus Road could really set the tone for the next week. Of course, by the end of this evening, Queen's Park Rangers could be safe, and Leicester could be promoted, but Leeds will have something to say about that. Chair's delivery high to the penalty area, and it's number four, and this time it's Sam Field, and the champagne corks will be popping all over Leicester. The Foxes are returning to the Premier League, and it's thanks to a stellar performance from Queen's Park Rangers. Leeds have fallen apart again, and this, their worst performance of the season at the worst possible time. Queen's Park Rangers 4, Leeds United 0. It's survival for Queen's Park Rangers, and it's promotion to the Premier League for Leicester City.
Leicester City return to the Premier League at the first time of asking. Congratulations to Enzo Maresca's side. And 5 points from their final three matches will see Ipswich join them and seal a place in the top tier of English football for the first time in 22 years.
But one thing is certain, Leeds United have been absolutely hammered here tonight, and Daniel Farke has a big rebuilding job in terms of confidence and cohesion for the remaining games this season. It is finished. Queen's Park Rangers 4, Leeds United 0.
Will the pressure be put on the players now, or will there be big question marks over Daniel Farke and how he managed them tonight?
This man needs to go tonight. I'm the chairman. He's gone tonight.
Tonight?
Any sort of hope.
You're in the playoffs. You're in the playoffs, Skis.
Have you seen our record in the playoffs, no matter what league we're in?
Yeah,
but
surely he's earned the right to see them playoffs through this season.
No.
It's like Barnsley. Barnsley just sacked their manager just before the playoffs.
He needs to go. He's lost the dressing room. He's lost support of the fans. Pull the plug. Get rid of him. Get him gone and just get someone else in for the short term. And then if by some miracle we go up, let's get someone half decent in.
What went wrong?
Yes, first of all, you have to say well-deserved win for QPR. Congratulations to them. Was one of these days today. I think decisive were the first 15 minutes. We were not in this moment there. Good in the basics. Yeah? Quite often we speak about tactical approach, technical ability, how we want to approach a game in tactical terms. Today we're not good in the basics. Yeah? We didn't move enough, didn't win the duels and didn't show enough aggressiveness in the first 15 minutes. And QPR used this lack of aggressiveness to be 2-0 up in lead. Then we woke up, but then obviously it's then difficult because they could concentrate on sitting deep to defend compact. They were able to score two more goals out of set piece in the second half. For that, it's then a big result. And also, yeah, you have to say a fair result that we lost today 4-0.
TalkSport Daily.
Sweden have become the first country to refuse to use VAR due to opposition from the majority of clubs. The Times chief sports correspondent Martin Ziegler joined H&J to explain more.
The Swedish FA, they had been sort of making noises about bringing in VAR a year ago, and I think they sort of were saying at the time they thought it was going to be a sort of UEFA requirement. However, the head of the FA, Fredrik Reinfeldt, has now said he sort of bows to the democracy amongst the Swedish elite clubs and the districts, and they're not going to bring it in. And he says UEFA will not force them to either.
Wow. It's interesting. I mean, it's the fan. There's a whole lot more fan power than we have here, isn't there?
Yeah, so they do have this sort of 51% rule for the clubs, that a bit like Germany, where this has to be 51% supporter owned each football club. So there is the absolutely this sort of, you know, the fans have a much more of a say within the clubs. But having said that, if you look at what the YouGov poll only like a few months ago in this country said, that three quarters of the population do support VAR in England, with some changes. But I think in Sweden, it's more the feeling that, speaking to people there who work there, it's this thing that, fans feeling they can't celebrate a goal properly because there's always this question mark.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns. Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
TalkSport Daily.
Now, we've already had a record number of goals for a Premier League season, and we're not even in May. Alan Brazil, Gabby Agbonlahor and Shabana Hearn all discussed why this has happened on the TalkSport Breakfast Show yesterday.
3.26 goals a game on average this season. That's the first time it's been over three goals a game in 10 years of data. So there's been a significant jump in that.
Well, don't forget, defending as well, or lack of, some of the yellow cards that come out now are just bonkers. You touch someone now, it could be a yellow. So
it has changed. Football has changed. Even last night, I'm watching Brighton, and they're passing it to each other when there's so much pressure on the player. And I'm thinking back to when I played, Martin O'Neill would take you off if you played one of them passes in them areas. It was get it from the back, do your business, do your passing in the final third. Do you know what I mean? All the midfielders, Gareth Barry, James Milner, Stidian Petrov. But now football's changed where they want you to play from the back so that you get the opposition up and then you might get your striker 1v1.
You don't see a lot of that now. Closing, we used to get rollicking. If you let someone have time in the ball and put it in your box, you were off.
Martin used to come in at half-time, stop the cross.
Correct.
He used to hate fullbacks. Stop the cross.
Yeah.
Screaming at you at half-time, stop the cross. Like, you were panicking. Me, when I played on the wing, I was panicking, sprinting back. Just slide, whatever you can do, just stop the cross.
And it's entertaining.
Now it's like,
entertaining too when that happens.
Yeah, like, now it's like,
gets the fans up for it.
You cross it, it's okay. Mm. They like, let them cross.
Well, that's it for another podcasty thing. Thanks for listening on the Talks About wherever you get your podcasts from. I'm back on Drive on Monday. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein Talks About Daily podcasts out first in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
Talksport Daily.
The Talksport Daily podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.